You know, in February, we're celebrating what I'm called Black History Month, Reggae Month, and IRFM featured, well, we're not going to feature, but we went to two of the places that we feel that was very important to really unravel. That was the Marley Museum and Peter Tosh home. Well, we had all these interviews and these interviews and these interviews, but we never really interview the lady named Marlene Brown. Nobody interview her. Good morning. Good night. Good night.
Good night. How are you doing? Harry Moja.
How are you doing, Marlene?
Oh, I'm fine.
You're
fine. I'm doing just fine.
All right. We're going to talk to you, you know. So, we don't want you cause no bad word.
No.
Because we don't say you're Peter Tosh, own Nickel
really
Art.
You really expect me to do that?
No, I don't expect you to do it, but me just I tell you that because.
No, but I'm going to do that, Mota. I'm not better than
no,
that.
No, but we have people come inside us and know better and still cause a bad word. You know, when them get emotional, okay. Them cause a bad word. You understand?
Okay.
And we don't want you slander nobody.
Hmm?
We don't want you slander nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to hear now, say, we're going to get later now for the lawsuit. You understand?
Yeah, man.
But
yeah,
we
man.
Have to talk to you because.
We have to deal with the thing properly.
We talk to everybody. Son, Pickney, mother, that, this, that, I will never talk to you.
Right? Mm-hmm.
How long you and Peter Tosh was together?
9 years.
You and Peter Tosh were together 9 years. Only the legally married.
Peter from
Yago
School, you know.
You did the Peter from Yago School?
Yeah, man. Man, I like a young school girl, you know. There was a big man. Enough time after I hide out at my mother's house for the meeting, you know.
So only did legally married?
In Nigeria.
Only married in Nigeria, on African.
Yes. And you know who took us to Nigeria too? Michael Olatunji from Nigeria. That man that did this album named Jumps of Passion.
Olatunji, Babatunde, Olatunji.
Babatunji. He was the one
you didn't meet
that
him.
Brought me and Peter down in Nigeria.
Okay.
And set up the whole marriage ceremony and everything for us, you know.
All right. I remember fine boy.
I know, so Peter is a man. The man that believe in a Babylon wedding.
Yeah,
going
yeah.
to church in front of a pastor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The man, you know, them roots.
All right, but
if we're married, it has to be a native thing, you know?
Yeah, all right. Make we hear the journey with you and Peter. You say you talked to him from school days.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to hide and sneak out with him and all these things. But eventually, you started really angling business and all them something too. You used to
yes.
talk with him and things. Right?
Yes.
And you used to live with him.
Yes.
You didn't live. Which part of the first place you had him live?
All right, man, him live first. Just have the mother and father get to know him, them start love him.
Your mother and your father?
Huh?
Your mother and your father?
Yes.
Yeah.
But them meet him after a time,
mm-hmm.
and them get to love him.
Okay.
So now them start accept him now to come to the home.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter practically live on my house at East Kingston, mm-hmm. right at the foot of Warwicker Hill.
Yeah.
Right? We lived there in my mother's house for about 4 years. Because I mean, lived there, and I like say, a movie, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's a man come on my house from the.
Yeah.
And he not left there till 5 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah.
So I have to say, he lived there.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so it started there at my mother's house. And then we bought this house at Plymouth Avenue. Peter bought this house to me when I'm 21. He always said, Marlene, you know, say, I want to take you out of the ghetto. I'm going to buy your house, man, and take you away from us. It's too nice to live a ghetto, man. You know?
Yeah.
And I said, my this ghetto still, you know?
Yeah, but him no want
yeah,
to.
You know?
Yeah,
but
he
said, no,
up,
man, that's take away from, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm saying, for real? I'm saying, yes, man. Then tell them, I don't really believe you, but I'll say, yeah. I'm going to tell you, the man really buy me a house and take me away from the ghetto still, you know.
Yeah.
Even all of him to have a next house still, radios, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the house, you know, him to have a baby mother will live there with some of his kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We never violate that.
Yeah.
So make sure and the children them go and live there.
Yeah.
And then buy this other house now where me and him start live now.
Yeah.
Me live with the man when I'm about, like, say, I reach 21, exactly, 21.
When you and him start living together. Together, 21.
Yes.
Yeah. And how much he was at that time?
Peter, Yeah. Peter is 17 years my senior.
Okay. So, all right. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it was about 38.
Right, yes.
Okay. All right, so they live at Plymouth now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so which one I'm sang them now was the song where, like, did I move at the time when you and him started to live together?
When we started living together, I think the album was Mama Africa.
Mama Africa.
Yes, Mama Africa.
All right.
Because I remember spending countless nights in studio with Peter with that album.
Yes, yes. I know the Bridge who do the jacket as what. Him
okay, yes.
Yeah, I know him. All right. So they live at Plymouth, and so how the relationship gone now between the other ladies them, where you know the other ladies them know, say, Yanima live up there, so, but you was not the first one.
No.
So, how that relationship actually, gone now?
Actually, all of Peter Baby's mother was really before me, still, you know.
All of them?
Right? All of them.
You're serious?
Mm-hmm.
You was the last one. You was the last one to talk to.
Yeah, I'm the last one.
So you never have no huge fame?
Yeah, so I'm really violating still, you know?
Yeah, you never have no huge fame?
No. Yeah. But I've had four miscarriages.
You have four miscarriages?
For Peter.
Yeah.
Resulting in five youths. Okay. The first one was twins, and then three other miscarriages, you know?
All right, so...
my life was really rough, really rough.
When you say rough, what do you mean?
Really rough. It was a lot to handle. Peter plus 7-9 youths living with me at one stage.
Oh, them used to live up there too?
Yes, at one stage, I took 7 of Peter kids in my home.
Mm.
Yes, because when him baby mother run out, 2 of Peter youth them, out of Peter house in Redders. Then come to my house and Peter on tour. This is the first time I'm meeting 2 big sons, them, cause I didn't know them.
Mm.
And I reached the house. So Marlene, you know that Peter baby mother run we out of the house, or do I have anywhere to live? Mm. I say yes.
Mm.
So I say, all right, I check them in. I said, I'm going to call on the father still and tell him he can place. And I call Peter. I say, you know, say 2 big sons are here. And I say, your baby mother run them out of the house. So Peter say, yes. So I say, yeah, man. I say, all right, Molly, let them stay till to when I come from off a tour. I'm going to start up the thing. I say, yeah, man. When Peter come now and I tell Peter everything that was happening, Peter go up to him house and take him out of 2 you that she have. Bring them come give me.
Mm.
That make 4 now. Until I have to leave him house, right?
Mm.
Then I said to myself, no, 4 of them live there. So I asked them, where are Peter's other kids? So them tell me, say, Peter have 2 daughters in Spanish Town. So I sent for the 2 daughters them, and my next daughter in Duane Park. I said, I sent for she too. So I sent for 3 other kids. And I have now 7 of them in my house.
Yeah.
4 live permanent with me, and 3 come on weekends. So on weekends, it's 7 you me have to look after, right?
Mm.
Plus Peter make 8.
How old was at that time?
Then 21, 22.
Yeah.
Young little girl. Yeah. For me, should I out there enjoy myself. I'm locked up in a house with 7 youth.
Yeah.
I devote my life to these kids. I tell you the truth, yeah. I try to be a mother. I try to be a friend to them. I try to do everything, you know?
So you
and I'm young, I never have no experience.
And you want them get on, though? You want them to get on?
Peter?
You want them to get on?
And kids, then, yes, man. It's when them first come, Lord, I love them as a shame, and them love me back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we had a real good relationship.
Yeah. All right.
When them first come. But just after, now, when I 1 and 2 of them feel, say, yeah, she a young girl, Peter, having her house, no much older than we, some of we. It's like, you know, disrespect start rolling, you know.
Okay.
I don't see some man, they must see him age on, you know.
Yeah.
And can't do all them night, you know, the house.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I said, no, man. Not because I don't see some man, it's like, you know, the same age group. I'm just a little, couple years older than someone, you know, if you say, when you come do as in a like with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, me would tell Peter what's going on when I'm not there on tour. Because when I'm there, you know, me, I have to be mother and father. These kids, you know, right? Which wasn't an easy job.
So you never used to go on tour with him? You never used to go on tour with him?
Yes.
Mm.
I started touring with Peter before we bought the house in Plymouth Avenue.
Yeah.
them stop tour now because the kids them now come, I'm have to stay home with the children them.
Yeah.
So me stop touring now just to stay home with Peter's children.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So what I'm to the house then now?
Because all right. I'm not going to lie, I hold some money to a bank on the house. And yeah. I tell them, Mota, I just couldn't pay the money. Everything
that I went, that are before or after I'm dead. That are before or after I'm dead.
After I'm dead, Mota.
Oh, so after I'm dead, he's still living at the house?
Yes, man, still living at the house a while.
Yeah.
Till the bank forced me out of it.
Yeah.
Said them I repossessed it, said them I want to come here and pay back the loan and whatever. I'm trying to save the house, Mota. Me even do a documentary with Wayne Jobstone.
Yeah.
Hoping that more
Red X.
Create some funds from it.
Red X.
But me say me work with them in the motor. Me give them the whole access to my place. Flames, tape, everything I could have find.
Yeah.
Really get this document
still
going.
Still
I tell Wayne Jobs about the problem I'm having with the house.
Yeah.
And me need to get some money. And you know, so even up till today, Wayne Jobs don't look for me and give me a dollar. Them don't even return my tapes, them. Yeah. Not even respect me enough to return my tapes. That's what Wayne Jobs did.
So still have the tape then?
Yeah.
So I'm still have the tape them.
We in Jobs still have, yes. And you know, some very important tapes. Some right. tapes with Peter doing shows all over the world.
Yeah. All right. Make we jump forward and talk about.
Come to Ali.
Yeah, no, let me say, make we jump forward and talk about that deal when this terrible thing go on in the house. Tell me, explain your version of the whole thing of going at the house there.
The killing?
Yeah.
My mother call it that, because there's no other way we can.
Yeah, man, it's a killing, man. Tell me.
It's a killing, man.
Yeah.
So, like, from you want to hear from like beginning?
Yeah, man. We have time.
I said, Mota, naturally, yeah. Nice that day was one of the happiest day with me and Peter. I mean, I know all the time we happy, sir. We happy, we laugh. We say everything was just perfect. Mm. I tell you. So we did a laugh and enjoy with cell phone. Me and him at the kitchen, no one. Peter said, Marlene, you want to cook tonight, you know? And I said, no, Peter, man, you have to cook, man, because Peter, him loves me, because coming out in life, he's a great chef.
Mm.
We talk about cooking, that is my name.
Yeah.
And Peter can cook good, so, you know?
Yeah.
So we did a laugh, because he must say, you cook, Marlene. And I said, no, Peter, you cook. So anyway, we did a laugh till we end up that the both of us cook the meal together. We start the food, and Peter finish it.
Yeah.
So that's the story of love. And then, Santa was there. Santa come over. Doc Brown come over. Because them people that love my food.
Yeah.
So them used to come over and have dinner with us.
Yeah.
So Doc Brown come to have dinner with us. And Frey and his wife now come in now to have dinner.
Mama Jai.
But then come in. Them wasn't there, you know, at the time. Frey and Joy, you know. Them come in. You know, the middle of everything.
Yeah.
So when we did the new one, that boy now bring his big back and a front end lifter come, you know, because I always bring a juice and so.
Yeah.
So we finish eating now, we didn't know what's happening. We're going to drink up the front end lifter. We're going to drink up the front end lifter, no one. Say the sides and real, the pieces real happy.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I say, Mota, the moon expect nothing like that at that day. Trust me, man, that we were happy. Anyway, I didn't know. I just hear like the gate knock. I'm going to say, Rotted, Fry and his wife come now because I expect Fry and Joy now, you know. So, I look for Michael, that's the one of Peter's friends that was at the house. I say, Michael, go and go let him Fry and Joy for me, you know. But the dogs, them don't go on wicked, you know, because I love animals, you know. Really. So, never let the dogs in the yard and birds and all of that. But I notice my dogs are go extra wicked. So, I say, those dogs are going so. No, man, this funny. So anyway, I look through my glass door from upstairs.
Free eye.
It's about time I sit down there, and I say, wait, so make it take so long to come up with Joy and Free Eye. So that them still get wicked.
So you see Joy and Free Eye through the glass door?
No, Joy and Fry. It wasn't Joy and Fry.
Oh, you never called them.
My name.
Okay. Oh, but you never
but
see them.
But when
you
look through
them.
The glass door, no, them they're behind the wall. I mean, you never see them.
Okay.
Me just see Mike at the gate with the dogs, them.
Yeah, how much of them it was?
Three gunmen.
Three of them, all right, yeah.
So, after,
No, you say, you sit down back. No, you sit down back. No, you didn't wonder why Michael never come up.
Right, and I said, so, how Michael takes so long to come up, man, and dogs are not going, so. But I still like, check it for granted, say, so. Probably to the dogs, they don't really know Fry and Joy so good, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, so long. I said, Mota, when I look, I just see Mikey come upstairs and stay upon me with my eyes, them wide open, look strange. Mm. I mean, I see nobody else, you know, just Mikey, you know, mm. Just see, I come towards me, you know. So I said, oh, Michael looks so. Like him frightened. Mm. He said, by the time, before he said to Michael, Michael, when you look so, and you never leave, a while ago, look so. When I look, I just see three gun man behind Michael with three gun. Mm. I see a leper first, but a leper escorting in at the house, you know. Mm. But we know leper. Leper was any stranger. So he take the whole road to bring them in. Come know the house, situate. Them always come to come. Look from us, we give them what we can give them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want food, my cook, my make him eat too. Yeah. That's how I speak.
Is Aboriginal
used to check me? Anybody come in and want food, everybody eat.
Is Aboriginal used to check me too, you know?
Huh?
Him used to come on my shop too, you know, Lepo. Him used to come on my shop too, yeah.
Come look at, don't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure you give him to just like anybody else, you know?
Yes, read all poetry to me and all them something too.
All right.
Yeah.
I saw him introduce himself to, you know, say Mr. Duport and Mr. Come from prison and want help and all of that. Yeah, so we never know him. Me and Peter didn't know this man. All them spread the rumor say the man go to prison for Peter. Not like that. Come check all them things that, you know, the court's record, you know, because me no let anything answer, you know. Come I said people check them something. They say the boy they go to prison for Peter. Me, I go check that out. Come I want to know for myself. Come I personally know. So Peter did not know Lepo Dan when Lepo come to Plymouth Avenue and look help from us.
Yeah.
So the court record show me why him go prison. Him rob and shot a man in a barbican.
Yeah.
And I saw him in a prison.
Yeah.
Anyway, because me not call nobody name still.
Yeah.
Anyway, when me look, me see the tree gone. I'm see leper. I'm say, jeez, I'm going to come over, come to pass. Look at me, I tell Peter, I'm going to trust the boy, I'm going to like the boy in the mouth. Come on, I tell Peter, no. I say, Peter, I do not trust Lepo. I don't like him. I'm going to want the boy in our house. Situation of Peter. Honestly, because, you know, I'm not trust him. I'm going to see the boy, I'm going to do something.
Mm.
And Peter said, Molly, man, I'm going to talk to him. I say, Peter, what do you mean about the talk, sir? Them boy, they will come kill with Peter. Mm. Now, that me, I tell him, I don't feel good about him. Every time him come near me, let me get goose pimple something in my body that's run cool. I'm not trying to tell Peter, say, Peter, something wrong with it. You cannot hear. Come say, you can't dead. Every time I talk to him, he say, Molly, me can't dead. He said, all right, sir, okay. You said, can we know me can't dead? Me, I watch my back, so you can't stay there.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm sticking up and say, belly it. Well, on a cup on the ground and belly it. So, well, I don't like what them say, no, belly it. And them start say, we want all of the money in the house, all of the jewelry, and we want them now to take off the whole of the jewelry. So we start strip off, everybody start take off them gold. Mm. Peter tell me say, we don't have any money. Because most of we don't have any money, you know.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know. Because he hears Peter not working, you know. Because Peter is sick, you know. Peter develop a bad ulcer from touring for so much years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Peter cut tour and say, take a rest and better himself. Can the sense him go? They got dropped on one stage.
Yeah.
Tell me, say, Molly, I'm going to take a rest, you know. Get my stomach sorted out. And then I have serious head pain, too. From the brutality, from the police, when they beat him, I mash up the wall, and head up, where ear never grow back.
Mm.
Right? Mm. So I'm head used to constantly pain him, and the stomach. There's head and stomach pain. So I said, we'll lock the tour for a while. To sort him out proper before him hit back the road again.
Mm.
So we never have the money to write to them, so we don't have the money. We can't get the wall of the goal, eh? And I think when I say as well, I want to take them, please. Because Mota, at the same day, Peter forgot, I want to loan Peter Barra, you know, and Peter forgot to pick up the loan at the back of the day, you know. I want him come on the evening, you know, rotted money. You know, so I forget to pick up the loan. I'm going to say, everything good, man. Monday morning, you deal with that. Good thing, him never did. Duff it. So, what can him say, when I'm in the morning, city, I touch you, fly, I touch you, but we no money, we just come back from foreign. We have to run, come back from foreign, the way we don't have the money and foreign. To survive up there. Mm. So we run, come back home. We say, we don't have the money, you know. I have, it's 300 US.
All right, hold on, Marlene, This is the Cutting Edge and I refer. We're talking to Marlene Brown. Okay, we're talking to Marlene Brown. Marlene, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, yes.
Yeah, so, I ain't leaving.
All right. So you reach a point now where you tell them, say, you don't have no money and you don't have no.
Yeah, and you know, so before I go back into the story, you asked me something earlier on. I'm skip it and never answer. You asked me about the business aspect. Never go back to the killing, you know. But I just want to clear up something.
Yeah.
But you asked me about the work for, or my work for Peter and thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's me, Mr. B. From my 14 year old, me, I work on the North Coast as a dancer. The dancer, I'm sending myself go to school from my 14. I come in 2 o'clock every morning. By 6:30, my mother wake me up for go to school. Right?
Yeah.
And me send myself to school for 6 years. I send myself for 4 years, go to accounts, come out, I get a job working at a credit union where I did accounts typing and filing for the company. Peter looked at me and said, Marlene, I want you to stop working for the company and come work for me. I'm me, you for work for man. I'm me, you for come make some money. Kind of money now, running, I'm a kitty. So come use your brains for me. I'm saying, all right, Papa, don't do that, man. I'm leave the job. I'm saying, stop dancing upon the North Coast. Come in, I want you to dance upon the North Coast. I'm still a dance upon the North Coast, evil. Although me, I work as an accountant, still, you know.
Yeah,
I'm a kick, I'm a love dancing. Dancing was my life. So in take my two jobs as a dancer and as an accountant. All right, start work for Peter. My work first, me start work for him as a secretary. I do all him books. I do him like a typing and when want him letters, them go out. But I send out him letters, type it up nice and pretty, and send it out for him and get him response and all of that. You know,
yeah.
Then read my man and say, whoa. Plus me can't cook again. Him say, no man, that dangerous again.
Yeah.
So boot up. We start work for the man. I just when we start checking in books them.
Yeah.
We say, Peter, bring your books them, come give me man. Let me cut you them for you. I'm start cutting books them man and check on. You know, me I say, Peter, you know I say your books them not too right. They're not right, man. So I'm sitting where me see cut down.
Yeah.
So much money, Peter. And every time you go on tour,
yeah,
and when you come on my mother say, Marlene, you know, say me not make no money.
Yeah.
So Mr. Peter, you left me for so much months every year. And 9 months out of the year, Peter left me, you know. He made the on tour for like 3 months. Then him come home for 1 month, gone again for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
So out of the year, mom will see him like for 4 months. I'm say, Peter, you gone every time you come home, he just come home sick to me. Pay ball him bad for me, you know.
Yeah.
No money, Mr. Bible. He say, and when we start checking books, them really, she say, the things are proper.
Yeah.
So we start got
so
deep. Yeah, so I say, all right. No. So to myself, Peter, you have to step up on this now, you know. Step up on it now, start out the thing. I mean, you get Peter just one of the best record deal he has ever seen in his whole complete life.
Mm.
And when the man get the money, man, the man say, lady, no, man, I'm going to pay for the house for you, man.
Okay.
I work with me for buy the house.
Yeah.
And I like to Peter just buy it alone, you know. I put money in him pocket to for buy the house.
Yeah.
Me I tell you. Because he's with the contract with him on the man. I bust up that man. We go to court in New York and stand up in front of the highest judge in New York City. And I me defend Peter in a courthouse. And tell him I'm a 24-year-old. I said, I don't chat to the judge.
Mm.
I said, well, get what we want. Them double him advance, then give him more royalty rate, and the judge invite me and Peter up in them chambers, listen to the whole complete Nuclear War album from top to bottom,
yeah.
And say, this is great work, this is great. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, all right.
So you did contribute to, where I say that you contribute to the world vibes.
Yes, not just as a woman, a little pretty young girl.
But as a
contribute, but work up my name pocket too.
Yeah.
I tell people, say, and Peter helped me, you know, because I'm an admirer, you know.
Mm.
I'm a dancer, excellent dancer, and I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
And me work for Peter, is me help Peter Tosh.
Yeah.
But within the helping of Peter Tosh, it helped me too, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
I've
yeah.
learned a lot.
One and watch
teach me a lot.
One and watch
me with Peter Tosh was being in a university.
Yeah.
He was like my professor. He always yeah. teach me something new every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And Peter was a historian. I love it. He must tell me about my history, especially my African history. I love it.
Yeah.
I love when was for. I'm just a Peter. Peter was for a year, you know, a cause. I love the cause, you know. I'm not saying what, because me, I go to school, and me, you know, know one thing about apartheid. No, they never teach me that in school. I never even know some people living in slavery in South Africa. So Peter made me know them something there. And I said, what, Peter? So I said, all right, the first song I listen to is a song named Fight Apartheid. Yeah. And I asked Peter, say, Peter, what do you mean by Fight Apartheid? So Peter said, Mali, you don't know? I said, no, I don't know. Come and do it. Peter from 17, you know, I'm telling you, you know. Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know enough things.
Yeah.
I'm young, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I started explaining to him. I said, that's a go on. And I said, yes, Mali, I'm French, you know. I use the music, you know. I meet them people that fight down there for them rights, you know. And I said, Peter, go ahead. I love it, beloved. I'm here to help you fight. Four people, we love it, Peter. So I saw me help him, and I stand with him, and I hold the rain with him, and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our relationship wasn't just based on a love relationship. Yeah. The love was there, yeah. But me see something further. The cause. Yeah. I'm stand up and fight for that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, feel good to know, say, me contribute that way. Yeah. I feel happy. Say, me help. Peter, for help the people in South Africa, for free up themselves. Because when we did the show next door, South Africa, in Swaziland,
yeah.
We said, Mota, the people them carry Peter upon them shoulder right round one big stadium, the African them.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe my eyes. Yeah. Thousands of Africans. And you know, say, for the South Africans, them in a way, after use pass, come over. The people, them out of gate here, come in, you know, Mota.
Yeah, yeah.
Which never put myself on the shoulder for this. Because when we go to the gate now, Mr. Copeland, for the gate, I say, half of the Africans, them out there. Mr. Copeland, but this is right, you know. Me start talking to the people, them, to the friends, I'm going to say, people, why so much I want to out here and can't come in? Them, say, lady, the price of the charge to come in, how over 2 weeks pay that? In South Africa, we don't have the money, and we are come to hear the message. I'm going to say, hold on there, I'm going to say, Copeland, the gate of a fly. Copeland said, Marlene, but I can't fly the gate, Marlene, I can't do it. I'm going to say, all right, Copeland, when me I go backstage, I'm going to call Peter, and I make Peter know, say, half of the Africans, I'm outside. I said, I'm going to go to Peter now, half of the show now. Show cut, intermission, Peter the back. I'm going to say, Peter, half of the Africans, I'm outside. We got to let in these people, Peter. Do not finish the show unless these Africans come in. Peter says, search in the Marine. But glad he come tell me in the Marine, because two in backstage, he know what go on.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah.
So, Peter says, all right, Marine, I'm not finish the show unless the gate fly. Come back at the gate. And make sure the Copeland Fathers fly the gate. I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to rush go back at the gate. You can go back one stage and say, all right, if I don't want the next segment of the show, fly the gate, I'm now finish the show. So, Peter said, fly the gate now, fly it up. Anyway, Copeland Fathers bust the gate now, came half a bust the gate. And the next man would have did it as the gate man too, which them was with the promoters and everything.
Yeah.
So then bust the gate now, me say, motor, when them bust the gate, man, me have to hide, stampede, me say, have you ever seen all the Africans, them
real
cheese, me have to the man. Me say, motor, me say, we have to hide behind the gate, so.
Yeah.
How the motor step up me, no, and crush me.
And like
now
that
the radio pull no one Africans, the master show me them past, you know. Me get the opportunity for all the past and my hand and look on it. And I said, this one really have to work with and own a country. And the people them say, yes, lady, this one have to work with. I will come out. Some of them say, well, knock back over, you know. I'm gone, we're gone.
We're
not going home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, man. And my tell you, the show was beautiful, Mota.
Yeah.
I said, tears.
Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah, man. A lot of people them tell me say Peter music them listen to and fight for them rights down there.
Well, when we go down there, when we go to Zimbabwe and them place, Peter Tosh is highly recognized by the songs them that him sing when the struggle was really heavy. You know them way there.
Yes.
Yeah, more than most artists was known.
Yes. And them think they never love him too.
Yeah.
You know, to say the goodness and music to people.
Yeah,
man, because Peter does it couple like a good herbal tonic.
Yeah,
man. Ready, right. Man.
So for
real.
So we go forward now to the house now. We're there in the house. We're there in the house a while ago when your flashback.
All right. continue with the house now.
Yeah, you said no.
So they know, and them said, hold on a minute, and we give them the whatever jewelry, everything, and let them start cursing me, say, yes, and you make Peter touch no one, I give you no money, and you this, and you that. Yeah, but you see, as them enter, but just know someone call you with. Just look on Peter and say, you don't say nothing tonight, because you are dead, and you will come to kill tonight. So you don't everybody open your mouth, because you're not live. Well,
that's what I said to Peter.
Yeah, as him come in, say, you don't say nothing, because you will come to kill. So you don't even open your mouth. But now I forget get the words there, the butter. I'll let me live for say 100 years, but I forget the words there. Yeah, man, so Peter not say nothing still. Anyway, we'll belly eat, we'll get them everything. In Kosh and in Kushman, in Kosh and in Galang and Galang. I say, all right. But I try to talk about it. I say, but love, every time you come here, you get money, get everything. You know, we don't have any money.
Oh, you don't talk to Lebo now. You talk to him now.
Yes. I try to talk to him to say, oh, my God, start up the whole situation for them to kill Peter. Because them come, them say, Peter is dead. So I say, no, man, if I start up that thing now, the five rasta man in the house, you know. Motor, and me say, not one of them try to start out the thing to, you know, even try to talk to the youth, and five of them know Lepo, you know, the whole of we know him, you know. Nobody now say one word. I mean, one of you take the whole event. But then still no business with that. Them come to kill Peter, cause that them get paid for. Peter killing was a hit job. And an robbery. And nobody can tell me on earth that them you that just come in my house, come rob away. No, it's bigger than a rob away. Big, 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 a big seat now, Mota. Oh, got me up to tell you. Anyway, them search at the house. The hungry one of them come back with Peter Billy. Because Peter now sleep with a sharp Billy on them bed, you know. Because everybody come in upon him, you know, said the head the gun. Anyway, then take the billy and then come round with the billy. And then you go over Peter's head with the billy motor and say, you are going to chop off your head tonight. You see, by me, you go, sir, over Peter's head for chop off Peter's head. All right, because I just jump up. I chuck you off of Peter's head, you know? Say, no, my king, I chop off of my head. She got me a look at the boot, sir.
Stick up in, man. Wait, let's stick up.
And behead Peter the dance.
Marlene.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Why hear what you say now? Because me, I mean, me hear what you say a while ago, you know. But what you say? You tell me, say, the brother stand up over Peter Tosh with a bill. For those of you who don't know where a bill is, it's a sharp machete.
Yeah, the bill is not shaped different.
Yeah, it have a hook at the bottom. It have a hook at the bottom. But what may I say? Him stand up, and when you say him about chop Peter, you jump up off of the ground and push the brother with the machete knife and you push him.
Yeah. Yes, me chuck him off of Peter's head. And I say, no man, you can't chop off my man's head. No, sir. So me chuck him off of Peter, rush me now. Take him gun and buck me on my face, kick me up, kick me down the ground, and shot me in my head. Yeah. Shot me on my head, no, so I'm letting me dead.
Yeah.
Cause pure blood, no one thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, you know something, Marlene? Five strong rasta man in your house, and not one of them lift up them hands for start or nothing. Lie down like you're dead. Yeah.
So you just lie down like you're dead.
Cause nobody not start out nothing.
So when you lie down like you're dead, no, a pure gunshot start fire this one?
Yeah. A pure gunshot start fire, man. Don't get a boop, 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 boop. Them shoot up the furniture, shoot up the... I saw the man them go on crazy like some cokehead. Shoot up the whole place. Shoot we up, shoot up the whole several people in the house. Mother, boy, I'm not telling
you. So wait, when you get the shot in your head, you didn't feel the pain at the same time, or you don't...
No. You know the only thing we feel, Mother, like, you know when, like, you would get electric shock?
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel something shock me.
Yeah.
In my head. Yeah. No pain at all, just a shock feeling. The only thing when I know is when I get shot, I start with a whoop of blood in my face and my eye and my can't see.
Yeah.
But the house is dark, you know.
Yeah.
So then she said, me not dead. When I tell Mota, I start all roll my breath, come in a tremble, and I say, Rati, me not want them feet say me alive still, you know. Yeah. I say, Mota, roll my breath to stop my body from tremble. So calm down, my body. Yeah. them. That's when I tell them, if you like me, I'm dead, though, the way we stop the breath. I stop it again and keep my body real calm, you know?
So, all them leave. All them leave. Like.
All right. After them shoot you up now, then just leave. Then just walk back downstairs and leave. When them leave now, me wait little now. Me not just like say, just jump up, sir. Mm. Me wait little. Then me wait. Come and say, them must come in our vehicle. Wait, Marlene, until you hear like something drive off before you get up. So me wait until me hear like something drive off. When me hear the vehicle drive off, now me jump up. Jump up and turn on the light fast. Mm. But before me jump up, me hear Joy say, Marlene, someone say, we enjoy your life.
Them shot your life.
I never want to answer them. We just want to keep quiet. And she, me don't want to face them a day too. Cause me don't want to just shut her mouth. Cause me don't know if the man them in the house anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So me don't answer. So when me hear the vehicle move off now, I saw me answer. I say, Joy, yes, me alive. You're alive, Joy. Cause yes, I say, all right, jump up. Me and I jump up now. Turn on the light now. When me look, me say, Peter, lie down. Unconscious, but alive, and he must sniff up the blood in his nose.
Mm.
Because she in the belly and start bleed from him head.
Yeah.
So, out of the blood, now he must sniff up some and say, geez,
So, them shot him in his head.
He's drawn himself in his own blood.
Them shot him in his head.
Yes, them shot in his head.
And but everybody, them right? Shot, and them shot Jai in her mouth.
Yes. Jai they shot in her mouth, in her foot.
Yeah. Oh, I think shot again.
Get in his head. Doc Brown, get it in my head. Peter, get it in my head. Mm. Michael, it green to Michael head. Santa, get it in my side.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I look now, my jaw, Peter now, but old Peter 2 foot now, and start drive out of the blood. Ah. This is terrible. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys know I don't talk about this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Time here.
If you want to stop, yeah, talking, you can't stop.
Only 2 foot down, I'll be starting to drive out of the blood. I'll be driving out of the blood. I'll vomit. Drive out of the blood now. Run, go for your towel, clean him up, ice him up on a pillow. So the blood cannot run back out in nostril now. Then, we'll run, go over to Fred. We'll George Fred out of the blood too. Well, we'll take that bed. But Fred was still breathing too.
That dead on the spot.
That dead on the spot.
Yeah.
Knuckled on the spot, man. So anyway, I said to myself, no, Marlene, calm yourself. You've got to look out for Peter right now. Go to your neighbor. First thing come to me. Say, beg your neighbor's help. Beg anybody apart. Run, go to door and I bleed furious. I said, tell us. When the man saw me, I bleed. The man speed up. I said, Lord, when we look now, I said, Santa David's Jeep. So I said, wait. Come let me never remember, say Santa, not also now. We won't go to Santa, I say, Santa, Peter alive. Help me now, we can't see if Peter, you know, don't drive off and leave us. Help me try Peter go to hospital now. Santa say, you know, say, me not help you now, come and get shot, you know. A straight hospital, me have a Mali, me not help you now, come and get shot. That is the exact word that Santa used to us. I say, I want a man to drive off a Jeep, now hang on the Jeep, so. So try to stop Santa and say, nah, stop. Anyway, me let go off of the Jeep, me rush go to my neighbors. I say, as my rush go to my neighbor that's run, come out. I said, Marlene, what, man? I said, Lord, I'm shooting up the wall. I said, Peter, alive, come now, come down. We can't save you, Peter, come on, we can't save you. I'm a neighbor and his family, come, rush upstairs with me. And the two of them lift for Peter, you know, rush down, put Peter in the car, put me sit down, you know, have Peter in my lap, I bleed furious, you know, we carry down Mike, you know, me enjoy old Mikey. Carry down Mikey downstairs, put Mikey in the car, Joy says, shall steer free. I say, yes, steer free, because I'm going to call help. I show to my next neighbor and say, call the police. No, people is alive still in the house. Call the police. We need help. Anyway, my neighbor said, call police, and the police then come. While me and Mikey and Peter are going to the hospital with my neighbors, the police then come now and carry Joy and Fry.
Yeah.
After us, I said, Mota, when we reached the hospital, me couldn't believe what took place. This part frightened me more than anything else. It's in a shock me in a do all of this now. But I just know it's evil. Come for in a shock to this, but I just know I still have to keep a consciousness for deal with the whole situation.
Yeah.
So I reached the hospital now. Me see one Indian doctor. He say he come. From Guyana. Me see run come over, but him no know say are the big superstar this or anything, you know. To all me perceive it now is like them things are chief car, we are dreadlocks, and then me a police car, we out of the door. So it's like them have it. To all me see it, yes, say a police shooter up there.
Some criminal activity where they go out and get shot.
Yes. The way the doctor did Peter, you know, so doctor come over to Peter, come here, and Peter line up on a stretcher, side by side, you know. So me, I see everything, right? Mm. We see the doctor take him on, motor. I know, so the doctor pushed the bullet right down in a Peter head, till Peter stopped breathing. Me, all across the doctor, and I say, but doctor, how you take your finger, push down the bullet in the man's head, what did you do? That's wrong, right? Look, see, kill off the man. You can't find me after them for shut my mouth. I say, you can't tell me for shut my mouth. I kill you, I'll kill off the man. Mm. I say, Buddha, but 10 minutes time, I see my mother come. I say, mommy, me just see doctor push on the bullet in Peter head and kill Peter. My mother say, man, are you sure? I say, yes. He must stop. I say, the doctor used one finger first. And so when one finger couldn't work, mother, he take two finger and pushed on the bullet further, you know. But just Peter turn purple. I know what I can do after just take a needle and chill and zip, and just stitch up the head. And just walk, so come over to me. They said, don't touch me. Move yourself. Come and just see you kill Peter. Don't touch
me. So wait there. So the bullet never going at you. It just grazed you.
No, it going at my head. But you know, it travel on top of my skull and come back out.
Yes,
so I have two holes in my head right now. And the hole on my head top dig up right now.
You have two holes in my head. The hole,
right
the bullet go in at the top of your head. And
no, them seal up, you know. Monkey, you know. Mm. But you can't see the two impression.
Yeah.
You can't see the top hole where it go in. I can't see the hole at the top of my head where it dig up.
Yeah.
And the next hole down at the bottom where it exit.
Come out. Yeah.
Yes, I can show you whenever I see you.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me.
No, I'm not believe you, but me not believe you. What you ask your mama? I don't believe you, mama. Now listen, yeah, man, I never did it.
All right, so I want to finish telling the plot about the doctor now.
Yeah.
Which we never really reveal this to nobody. He's the first man reveal this in public. Anyway, when the man talk to my mom said, Marlene, calm down, man. You're not answer, right? I said, mommy, don't tell me. I said, mommy, I see. You said, I'm going to see two porter that's come for Peter dead body now. And I push it fast. So I say, oh, what am I carrying the dead body go so fast? Like something happens? So anyway, me come out of the bed now. And me go around the screen when me see them carry the dead body. Go around. Me I look now between the screen. Because the screen never walk my part and me can't look through. Because me can't walk and everything, you know. So Mota, you see, when me I look through the screen, me see the doctor push accident down Peter's mouth. I'm gonna see my beat Peter's stomach. I'm gonna see the doctor licking me and I say, Lord, I walk on Peter and I say, Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm gonna say, it's what I'm going. He come back, he pump Peter's stomach, he pump him.
Yeah.
He roll his head again and I say, Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm gonna say, but me not understand it. So, oh, when me just can't Peter coming out, then I give the oxygen, now pumping stomach. No, they don't like that. It's after the man dead. Stitch up in the head, on the go back, see a dead body.
Hold on. Oh, you don't know him the dead.
Because I see Peter turn purple, stop breathing.
Yeah, but that don't mean same the dead.
Start stitch up back the head.
No, but when I say that don't mean same the dead. Don't because you see him purple, that don't mean same the dead.
In the dead. Me check him out myself. I get up off the stretcher and I check him.
Yeah.
I go over to Peter, I feel him and check him. Dead. Me make sure I check him before them to come see him.
Yeah.
I check him. I come out from a stretcher. I check him. And I'm dead. No more breathing, nothing. And after that, no, them I get excited. But you know the excitement come in. The doctor never know it was the great Peter Tosh. Him just kill. And when him find out, said the great Peter Tosh, you know, I saw him start bawling for Lord Jesus Christ, you know, and start pump oxygen, you know. That me feel like me want to beat myself, you know.
Me
have to establish the fact that this is a great Peter Tosh. Probably Peter would be alive today. This is the Prime Minister's daughter.
Yeah.
Or his son.
Marlene, me can get what you say now. You say that there's a possibility that the doctor who come there feels is a criminal, the police just shot.
Yes.
So him not take care of that criminal there.
No.
But when he go find out now, say, are the great Peter Tosh now? He might try revive now back Peter Tosh.
Yes.
That is what you are saying.
All
right.
Yeah. Yes, it's me the same. Oh, me no, no. Cause I mean, never understand all of this, you know. What was going on still, you know. You know, oh, me understand. You see, when them admit me, you know, Joy, come look for me in the morning. Cause I never admit Joy now. Mm-hmm. And Joy said to me, said, Marlene, you know, say this, my foot hurt, man. The doctor, the same Indian doctor say, you know, my foot are great to get grains. And my foot are killing me with penis, Marlene. I come off with the hospital, but I'm going to say, remember feel your foot, Joy. I'm going to start feeling her foot when I see one hole. Take my finger and follow the hole, go right down to the ankle. When I reach the ankle now, I feel a lump. I say, Joy, see the shot right here in your foot. Don't I say. Tell the doctor, say, me, say, the shot in your foot right down to your ankle. And tell him, just when you go back to him, tell him, so, tell him, say, Peter Tosh, wife, say, for tell him, say, me see, or I'm killed my husband last night. Yeah, and that no right. Joy, go to the man in the morning. Tell the man exactly what I'm saying. You know what the man say? Lady, let me tell you something. I come from Guyana. And Peter Tosh is my idol in Guyana. I did not know it was the great Peter Tosh. And when I found out, oh, it was too late. I tried to do my utmost best to save him when I found out it was the great Peter Tosh. But I did not know. That's what Joy come back and tell me. So you tell me now, Mota. And kill him, idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Joy tell me now. I so know me put everything together now. So I say, okay.
Yeah. Infisa was a criminal.
Infisa was a criminal. Worse than a foreign doctor, didn't understand the situation.
Yeah,
that's, so when in try CFP Peter now, is when him find out now, says the great Peter Tosh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he knocked him head in about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But I couldn't understand how a doctor beat him and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Yeah, he might repent.
But the man does panic now.
Yeah, he might panic.
And kill him idol.
Yeah, he might repent.
Yeah, man. All the doctor finish off Peter, man. Trust him, man.
Yeah.
When I say him could have lived forever or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
but at least,
give
him
a
chance
then.
You know? Right.
So free
eye. Give him no chance.
So tell
right.
Him free eye. Yeah.
Admit free eye. Freya unconscious. Freya died like 3 days after. Cause Peter, Freya was like in intensive care.
Yeah.
So, but them said them can't save him. The bullet lodged. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's machine, a machine that keep Freya alive. And them said them have to pull the plug now because there's nothing more them can do.
Yeah.
Anyway, them pull the plug. Nandroid was there at the time when them pull the plug, you know?
Yeah.
Come go with her, I mean, she, you know?
Yeah.
All the vibes with her and all of that. All
right. So, me could shift, you know, because in all of this now, you did have to come now, come tell the youth them, say, this happened. What happened this or no? What transpired now with the youth them and...
With the children them?
Yeah, when you... Them,
well, you know, at the time the kids them wasn't at the house, you know?
No, me know. But I mean, like, are you did have to go bust and use it to them? I mean, you'd have to go tell them now, say... This
yeah, but I don't see any of the kids. When Peter passed out, none of them come to the house, come even check me, ask no of them father did or nothing. Nobody said anything. Because some of them leave my house in bad blood, you know.
Right.
Things
yeah.
them do.
Yeah.
And Peter dismissed them from the place. And things them do was nice.
Yeah.
Because even one of them I say, me make him father beat him. I hear that Andrew, the front radio, say, me make him father beat him. I don't make Peter beat none of them children them. My mother and father never beat me, so I'm not going to make a man beat up and pick them. And then Andrew was not a kid. Andrew, a big young man. I tell him, I'm just a couple of years older than Andrew, is what Andrew did, make him father beat him.
Yeah,
I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And if Dave wished to speak the truth, Dave lived with us too, Peter's older son. And Dave said everything what went down, why Andrew get beaten, is what he did. Yeah.
So wait there, Andrew sip on the radio that are you make him get beaten?
Yeah. Some of him attacks me make him get beaten and Peter run him out of the house. Everybody will know me tell me that. Even today somebody's stopped me and tell me that.
Yeah.
I try to tell the people and say, me not make Peter beat him son. It's what Andrew do make him father beat him.
All right.
Me not have nothing to do with it.
I will leave all right.
You know, we talk up the team.
All right, may I ask you something.
What he did wasn't pretty.
Yeah, we know why you him do, but you may ask.
No, me not talk him though.
Yeah, but me ask you a question now. You see, a whole heap of ones have it for say that your aggression keep your whole heap of ones from Peter like, because you're so aggressive against people, against ones.
And so that's a lie.
It's so overprotective.
That's a lie. You know, Mucho, I tell you, you have some weird character. You used to come out also saying terrible. Yeah. And go on with some weird things, man.
Yeah.
So you said to me that one of would talk out. Yeah. Because me not used to certain things. Yeah. And certain things, this year, I got them and said, them something then, all right? Right? Mm. Even Peter sees to himself, too. Mm. So, wish aggression. Might I say, is Peter make me talking? You know? When me I go to school, I don't talk, you know? My teacher then used to send for my mother. I said, why this young lady don't talk? My mother said, I such a safe from baby, you know? Mm. She do not talk. You know, so Peter make me talk and talk up for my rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, me no, you know, no aggression. I'm going to start the truth. I'm going to put a stop to certain things that was not right.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
They must expect for us. Come in my house, do as them like with me, and do as them like in my place.
Yeah.
Some things that wasn't really, really nice.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Peter, have friends there telling, all right, if people with my aggression, with Freya, with Doc Brown, with Joy, with Santa, with Michael are doing at my house. And I like Sammy and Peter one and all, so all people still in my place.
Yeah.
Eating my food.
Yeah.
Enjoying the house. I don't like it with me and Peter alone.
Yeah. Ever? All right, may I ask you a question now? Peter Tosh, you lose the house, Peter Tosh gone. Now we hear about him estate and thing. Oh, you coming at this now? Oh, you, what party you have tonight?
All right, me not have no partner in the estate, you know, because look, Peter passed off 24 years now, and I've never seen a dollar off of Peter Tosh estate. They've never given me 1 cent yet. When Peter passed off, the, at the time, them say, come on, law, wife don't have any entitlement. Yeah. It's after Peter incident, them run to pass the law for come on, law, wife, you know. Yeah. Because I don't have no papers on Peter, you know, because I tell you, we did a native wedding.
Yeah,
because Peter Tosh do not believe in Babylon wedding,
yeah,
and everybody know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's an industry so culture.
So them say 2 years of common law, no, you don't have no rights.
We don't have no rights to the estate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for me 9 years of service with Peter, when me butter with that man, help build him. Mm-hmm. Government ever tell me, say, law that they say, me not entitled to a dollar on my man estate.
And them change.
Which is really unfair.
Yeah.
Because everybody who know a colleague of Peter estate, you know, never lay a hand on himself to help Peter Tosh, you know. And me with butter with the man for 9 years. You ever tell me, so never tell me, say, law, me not get a dollar off of Peter estate 24 years now?
Yeah.
And then again, them stupid, so I try to skip out of this, you know. And me, you know, with the whole of Peter money, they were all over the place, you know. Because me, I'm a accountant, you know. And me, the books, and me, you know, if a 15 publishing company, if a 5 record company, me know every one of them.
Yeah. And none of them see? Come back, nobody no come to you, come talk, you ask you no question about nothing.
Nothing. I one of the time I buck up Dave. I Dave one come, I said something to me, and the only thing them said to me is because them want the M16 guitar. Because what I didn't know, when them see me now, people say me go auction the M16 guitar. Me not auction Peter guitar and sell that, you know. I use Peter Tosh M16 guitar as my weapon to bring Peter image forward in the light. Because them that overshadow Peter image. So when we do that now, we jump back, everybody know. You jump up everybody now, you know.
Yeah.
For them start look forward, you know, upon Peter image and everything, you know. Yeah. And I saw now the son them and the children, some of them try to contact me and find me.
Yeah.
When them say, me say, I go auction the guitar, which I had, me have no intention. Right now, one of them approached me and said, them want the guitar to give this new man, most of the manager, Corey, or whatever his name.
Mm.
Figure sell it in America to a Hall of Fame museum.
Yeah.
He said, me not do that.
So who have the guitar? Who have the guitar?
Me have it, Muta. I have the guitar in my possession for 30 years.
Okay.
Yes, and I still have it, Chris. And not only the guitars, them too. I have other prized possessions for Peter. And me are all them because right now me want to set up the Peter Tosh Museum. Meeting Peter Tosh is driving a museum.
You tell me that. You tell me that.
I'm working on it.
All right.
What I do, I'm trying to put all of what I have for Peter to set up that museum, you know?
Wait
there, I'm going to get no help or no support. I mean, one butter right show.
Yeah,
my man dead. I end up with, used to work for the man, out of job, Muta. End up with shock in my head, in a shock. If it wasn't my family, Muta, May I tell you, sir, I don't know if one of the people that talk to you is a conscious. And my people, them fly down from foreign. I said, lady, you ain't going.
Yeah.
Come on, my sister, my mom, and for the stand up with me, you know, and shot me out properly, you know. Drop my back up the foot of the drive me out of the shock, you know.
Yeah.
Come with them, I had army, you know, say yes, no. The mother gave me food, I said, no food, mommy. I'm not sleeping. Me not eat and sleep. And my mother forced me drench with eat. And my two sisters, them fly down and lie down. One pon one side and one pon the next. And I say, sleep. You're not getting up off of the bed. You're going to sleep. And I saw me start sleep.
All right,
and them watch me, take care of me. Tell them to come back home. Them chip out of Jamaica and fly out.
All right, Marley, yes. I'm going to go back to the guitar. You see, because pon a program, where did that do? We got program in February. And we was told that is the brethren where control polls have the guitar.
All right. Let me get this clear. I have the guitar. I am setting up the Peter Tosh Museum. I approached Kinsey Cooper and Kinsey say he's interested because he did the last show with Peter.
Yeah.
So I am setting up the museum and with Kinsey Cooper. So this is how Kinsey come into the play. Kingsley is sorting out a place for us to set up the museum in. And it's something me I set up with not me alone going to benefit. Me and all the children going to benefit. And the mother going to benefit from it. And other people to go and benefit from it. But me say, me want to do something for Peter. Same on me butter with him. Me want and like Peter in a my own way by setting up the Peter Tosh Museum and a Marlene doing that. In Kingston. Because Kingston play a major role in Peter's life and his career. Yeah, Mina said, me pro dance, he good all over them do a country, you know. But me said, me want to set my tone too. Yeah, for Peter.
Yeah.
I mean, I know if me wrong for that, you know.
All right, no, you're not wrong. But so when the time come, you have access to the guitar.
Yes, man.
My
stuff are in storage, and not only guitar, a lot of stuff are stored.
No, me know, but me talk about the guitar, because the guitar was in question, that you never have the guitar. Them say you not have the guitar, you not have responsible for the guitar again. Them say you not responsible for that guitar again.
So who responsible for it?
The person who you just mentioned.
No, man. No. Kingsley Cooper cannot own the guitar. Oh, Kingsley Cooper to own the guitar.
Me no know. That me ask you.
So, never just give to Kingsley Cooper, sir?
No. Me no know. That me ask you because it was an action one at a time. And then
the guitar, my access to it whenever I want it. I just tore the guitar with other stuff I have for Peter for the museum. Because we're going to set up the museum down at Pulse. That's why certain things I have. Is with Kingsley Cooper because he's the one that is gonna assist me in setting up the museum.
Yeah.
But Kingsley Cooper do not own the M16 guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not the old panic either.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna just chip a figure, get my man. Hard work to give it to Kingsley Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, legacy.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right.
No.
All right, so where are they now? What are you doing now?
Well, at this present moment, because I'm not working, you know.
We hear all of them
things.
We hear all of them things are set up for Peter Dunga, Westmoreland and him son, them fly down and this fly that and everybody involved with this and that. And we don't hear nothing, your involvement at all. No one say you is the last person.
Well, them skip me out of everything because them not invite me and know it. Because I even come on the program and say, oh, we hope to see Marlene down here, whatever. No.
Yeah, well, remember, say, me did I look for you, though, me did I look for you, though.
Because even the show we're going, me not getting an invitation, they're going to invite me to come or nothing.
Yeah.
And they will say, Marlene, we'll look forward. Maybe lucky say, Copeland even call my name at the end of the program. Trust me. And in a good light, too.
Well, so thanks to Marlene. Well, me a call your name long time, you know that. You know it's a long time me a call.
And thanks to you, too. Yes, people bring back my name, you know.
Yeah.
But them ex me out of everything, Yamuta. Yeah, tell you. It's like me, not, you know, involved again.
Yeah.
Because last year, me not an entitlement, and it's like me is nobody.
And are you getting
the shot?
And are you get the shot in the head?
And me get the shot, motor. And me suffer, motor.
Yeah.
With shot in my head, motor. Sometimes I don't remember straight.
Yeah.
Yep. And it them never do nothing yet.
It affect you?
Sweet. Everybody, I collect Peter Tosh money.
It affect you? The shot still affect you?
Mash up for Peter Tosh.
The shot still affect you? I mean, it still affect you in your head, I mean, physically.
Yes.
Physically affect.
Yeah, it don't really hurt me, you know. But I think it mess with my memory at times.
Okay. Yeah.
Make me remember 100%, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I should remember.
Yeah. But you know, I get medication feet, though, for that. Hmm? That it done gone. You know, I get no medication, physical medication.
Feet. No.
It don't leave.
And then, you know, the herbal world, you know.
Okay. Yeah, only really you tell me that.
Yeah, but I'm more turned to alternative medicine, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody with the alternative part of it, I'm going to go to the healing fountain in St. Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm beat the head under the water, and it helped me a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling any pain or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only pain I feel is from the whole situation. What took place and the way they might deal with me.
Psychological, yeah.
Yes.
So.
But my energy.
All right.
I'm still can't laugh. Come tell my sister, I'm going to never laugh again. I'm happy. But that killed Peter. He said, no, Marlene, you're going to laugh again. And you're going to be happy again.
Yeah,
man. Right. So, I work on my book, my life story.
Yeah.
Come on, my book turn into a movie. I'm a very intriguing story. I'm working on the Peter Tosh recipe book.
Yeah,
Peter used to teach me a lot of recipe, how to prepare health food and all of that.
Yeah.
So I want to do a recipe book, a Peter Tosh recipe book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And teach me a lot. And teach me all about the herbal world,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it made me even use herbal medicine and cure people. Yeah. I help a lot of people. I have children with asthma. Come and know the herbs I can use. Me have a friend who used to carry my little son every minute. Me say, Papa, would you boil some bush and give a little boy for drink in the morning? Would I do anything just to stop carrying this boy to the hospital? I'ma tell him the bush to go look the comfrey leaf. I'ma say, just boil the comfrey leaf. And I said, lick it upon him. Breakfast. And when am I going to bed? And I tell you, that little youth a big man now.
Yeah,
and no more asthma.
Yeah.
And it's more than one youth. We use a remedy pan and I'm good.
Yeah.
And it's Peter teaching.
Yeah, see? Was the bush doctor.
The bush doctor and teach me enough herbs, enough things. And then when we develop for myself and teach myself too.
Yeah, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marlene, the whole world here, you know, a while ago, you know, the whole world, listen to you.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
I'm going to call my sister on my phone and tell him to listen to me. No, man.
Yeah,
the most in your spanking.
Let me not tell you, I'm going to call you, man. The whole world here, you know.
The whole world
I'm
happy.
Story.
Big up to all the Peter Tosh fans. Yeah. Big up to the whole, my brethren there, my sister. My love, you know. Trust me.
All right, Marlene. Give thanks.
Yeah, man.
Give thanks to the
have so much fun and love me. See, let me keep calling no name.
Yeah,
too much.
Yeah.
So if you start calling him, the place down.
Yeah, true.
Because I'm big enough, man. My love, you know. Because they support me and defend me, you know.
Yeah, man.
And it's a shame that them keep this. Big thing in West Milan. I never even as much as send an invitation to Marlene. Trust me.
Yeah,
and
me,
everybody says so.
Me feel so
that
so
don't look good, Marlene.
Yeah. You ready to go?
I would. Mm. Definitely. Why not?
Mm. They don't call on me. I look for you for do interview. I'm
going to find you. Don't even go move, but I go and watch my back still now.
No, when me
I
mean,
not trust nothing after dark.
Yeah, but listen to me now. How me I try to look for you all along now? I can't find you.
Mota.
And I hear your ears and me I look for you.
Yeah, because you know,
I
don't want to be no easy targets in a body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Mota? So I feel I watch myself right now, yeah?
Yeah.
So I try to make myself not so easy for people can reach.
Yeah.
So I just got make you really don't see me or hear anything from me.
Yeah.
But for watch my step, man. Trust my man. Even though I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Feel safe, Mota. Enough things for now, you know.
Yeah.
Enough things I have, you know, for Peter, you know. Right?
Yeah.
Me have things for people valuing millions of dollars. So I say I watch myself too.
Yeah, definitely.
You see?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. I know you haven't taped them though.
Yeah, I have some of them tapes. And you know what? I know how some of them tapes go down now.
Mm.
We have a portion of tapes in our Peter rental apartment in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I know so when Peter passed off, I mean, the apartment completely furnished tapes. A new album where I work on, a big collection of Peter books. Me say, Mota, when I'm in the hospital in Costa Gode, buy me out of the apartment and thief out everything. All my clothes, everything, my jewelry, my furniture, Peter tape, the woman take everything right, out so of my apartment.
You tell song when,
when we go there, a police is coming in my own apartment, you know. Here, they put a black point on, so I'm not going there. My apartment, I've been living there for 6 years. But everything when I have private, motor.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't believe it. The people then thief my clothes after my underwear, then thief.
Alright, so let me ask you a question. Him did have music panty up, music panty up, him never released.
Yes, in the apartment in New York, when cause the thief, everything.
Yeah. So
and she even thief in company too. She go to court, go tell people, say, Peter Tosh give her 100% of Intel Diplo. Oh, Peter forgive she Intel Diplo. Peter don't see this woman for 4 years prior to him dead. Mm. And you go tell me, say, Peter company will run him whole show. Him have a sign over him company to feed him cousin. And we have proof. Because if them drop the papers them, they can't say Peter Tosh own 100% of Intel Diplo. And she go to court up there. I tell judge that Peter give her 100% right stream company. I don't know how she get her with something like that. Because right now, me can't find her for so much years. After she thief out everything out of my apartment, you know. Nobody can't find her now. Yeah. Dave them can't find her. Car. When me talk to Dave, Dave for them can't find her. Me can't find her. Nobody can't find her. I said, she thief millions of dollars. And me not hear them and nobody talk about she. Yeah. Actually, are the tapes too, the unreleased tapes.
Alright, let me ask you a question. On a lighter side now. Tell me one of the moments them where you remember with you and Peter Tosh without anybody around you, I think. Where, I'm not talking about the sex part now. I'm talking about the enjoyment we want to have. Where you can remember where indelibly in your mind.
Alright, when I used to come to a river in the country, me say we used to have some wonderful time at river. Yeah, man. Me say warm me up, chew me up, drop me back into the river. Take me say jump on my back, Molly. I'm jump on the back and then run with me and run come back. Yeah, man. And teach me to do self-defense. Me say love them up there. Yeah.
So, you ever try? You ever try ride the one wheel bicycle?
Must give me some joke.
You ever try ride the one wheel bicycle yet?
Huh?
You ever try ride the one wheel bicycle yet?
No, I'm take me too short. Me too short. I try to go up on it, but can't go up on it. Me too short. I wish I could. Yeah. What I wanted him to do was to teach me to play the piano.
Okay.
But then say, Marley, when I said, I teach you, me and you born same birthday. And if me teach you to play the piano, no, man, they can come better than me. So me not teach you.
Yeah,
and you not have no more time for me again.
They
can just treat the music.
Right,
yeah, so I'm going to regret that. Not learning to play the piano from him.
All right, which one of the song them you if you had a choice in a song with people? I mean, no, I will leave still, but one song right. Where just imprint.
All right, my favorite song with Peter, the song that made me love Peter even before me meet him, Creation. When I was 16 year old, me discovered this song because as a dancer, we always have new songs to dance to, you know?
Yeah.
And I hear this song one day, man. I'm just get wild. I'm just couldn't believe it. Me think that song was the greatest song ever built.
Yeah,
Creation. I'm telling my only 16. I love the song. I love the song. Me used to say, God, please let me meet this man. Jesus, I'm going to love me too. This man, great man.
Yeah, for sing that tune then.
16 year old, not pray for me to meet him in a And I did meet the man when I was 17. Motor, I take the album and sleep with the album on my bed. Yeah, I'm 16. Right beside me on my bed.
Yeah.
I think the album was the Bush Doctor album.
Yeah, man, it's a play the right there.
And the strangest thing is a foreigner introduced me to the album, you know.
Yeah.
It's a Chinese lady from Thailand. When we used to dance, she used to come to the show.
Yeah.
I used to come to the dressing room one night and say, she want to meet me, or to all the dancers then. So she want to meet me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go where my sister, no, the lady where, the leader of the dance group, she come and say, Marlene, you know, says, somebody put my pillow on my head straight back to Kingston. Somebody said, oh, somebody want to meet me. Anyway, I really got there too. I'm going to go there. She said, you know, I come here every Friday night at Mallard's Beach Island just to watch you dance. You can dance so well.
Yeah.
I like you out of everybody else. I said, yeah. And she'll tell me that she's a dancer from Thailand too. So she know good dancing. I said, okay. So she'll say, me and I can become friends. And she introduced me to her husband who was doing some, he does some factory here in Jamaica. That's why she is here in Jamaica. Anyway, them invite me to them house in Old Faith. I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to ask my mother if I can stay over. My mother said, all right. Because my mother said, you're a good girl, you know. So she said, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go to a house. Them come pick me up on my lot beside. Carry me down to them house. One day, you know, me and I were dancing, you know, and we play different songs. Then when I look, I see this album, you know, with this man snapping a fire. I'm going to say, wait, man, oh, that man looks so snapping a fire. I have to play the album, yeah. Anyway, when I start playing, me and I did, I listen to the album, man. I hear Christian start. I say, what?
Yeah,
I say, I play Christian Motor 1 million times today. And me and I stop dance.
Yeah.
We dance. Motor, when I look up here, rain.
Yeah.
I say, rain don't start fast.
Yeah.
And it's, I say, come like Ocho and wash away.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to reach back a town. Now, when I tell me I say, rain do stop fast, I come, well, when I reach back a town, to carry the album now, introduced to my big sister.
Yeah.
That it's too good for dancing now. My sister have a dance group too, I'm dancing in her dance group too. So me want carry this album now to see. My sister listen to the album so we can create a dance from the album for her group. Motor is in a reach. As I reach the gate, so I start screaming for my sister. She won't come on and say, my name, what that mean? I say, listen to the album, yeah. Listen to that truth, yeah. When she play, she said, Marlene, it's gone.
Yeah.
We're dance to this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that Peter was a great dancer too. Peter used to dance to me, no?
Yeah.
When we used to live at Eastman, Peter used to come from my van and put out some piece of dancing.
Your private dancer, was your private dancer.
I said, the man, great man. I said, so the man put on and said, get up, man. Suppose you say me and Peter dance.
Yeah.
Why, you know? The two of us are done. So, you know, but Miranda, you know.
Three step and all. What if a three step and thing?
So, man, and some funky. Suppose you say Peter funky. I really get down.
Yeah.
I mean, get down terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget this music that we used to love so. I always used to play it when it called it name Soul Makusa.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Man of the Bango. Yeah.
So when we play that to Peter, and yeah. Peter start putting on some dancing, some funky and things.
Yeah.
But I said, no, Peter, you're better than me, man. Yeah, man.
I enjoy the band, most of that.
Me and him used to play all drugs, you know.
Mm.
He used to sit down and play drugs.
Yeah,
man.
It was
fun at times.
Yeah.
At times, too, we have a fight with her.
Yeah.
It was a perfect relationship.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, a big fight, auntie. But, you know.
No more fight, man.
Let me tell you something now. One thing where you said tonight, you were in my brains, I know, it's stuck in my brains.
And yes.
That the bread with the machete over Peter Tosh. And when it look like, say, I'm going to chop him, you get up and push the brother with all them gun they find for you.
Mm-hmm.
And all them machete, you know. You decide, say, you are going to push the after brother there because you now make him chop your man.
No, because you have a mother in front of me, mother. But if you have a mother, to mother best talking, mother man.
Yeah.
Forget what a man, if you have a mother in front of me like that.
Yeah, that's
no, man. Tell you. If me live with a mother.
Yeah.
Trust me, man, if them do that.
Yeah, man. May I tell you, that is really something else. Trust me.
No, mother, and if ask Joy, ask Michael, and ask Santa. The three of them survive with me. They can tell if it's lie I'm telling.
No, me nah, nobody now go say.
Yeah, but since three gone, me look long in and chop the man off from my man head. But I'm not going to beat Peter, chop off Peter head. Yeah. I'm going to chop off your head tonight, Peter. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Real.
All right. Give thanks, you know, Mama. What? Give thanks.
Me know me get the strength from and the braveness. Me know.
Yeah, well,
over
in
me.
That time like them, the braveness come by you. Trust me.
They just
like
come.
That.
And I like for me do it. And it's not like I'm a real brave person, you know.
Yeah.
But it just happened.
Yeah, man.
I guess.
But
them say we're not trouble. Pick the short feet here for me, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, man.
All right, Mama. Give
for
thanks,
real.
You know. Give thanks for the interview. Give thanks for your, your insight.
Yes. Mucho.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
And thank you for the moment. I enjoy talking to the world.
Yeah.
And give thanks again. Big up Peter Tosh fans, yeah man?
Yeah man.
Big up the whole world.
Turn up your radio loud.
Huh?
Turn up the radio loud.
Turn up my radio loud?
Yeah, turn it up loud.
Oh, look, excuse me. Turn up the radio loud for me, please. Oh, somebody gonna turn up the radio for me, yeah?
Yeah, where I play.
Hmm? No, I was outside, you know.
No, listen to the phone.
Oh, thank you, Muta, Lord. Don't make me cry. Wow, thanks so much. Yeah. Yeah, man. I love Peter Tosh. I mean, never stop loving him, you know?
Yeah, give thanks.
I'm loving kids too, so I don't want them feeling. I'm loving mother. So I'm not want to feel away like my little love them. Love them.
But wait there. We can't make you go yet. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All right. How much years now, Peter? That 87 to how much years? How much
years? So 24 years.
So you don't find that next man yet?
No, you don't know. So I'm single for 24 years, mother. Me no mind again or anything. I live by myself for 24 years. Men, I say, me no date and figure it out. But I live by myself for 24 years now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all right, give thanks.
I'm gonna know if I'll get married again because. Yeah. I'm 50 this year, and I don't know. If I don't do it already, I don't know.
Go again.
Although I still look nice and sexy still, you know. But I'm feeling weird. I love my lovey.
Yeah. Most. All right, mama. Give time, Tiara.
Okay. Thank you again, Muta.
Yeah, bless it. All right.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.